You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If your child suffered a serious birth injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Hopefully that didn't happen. If it did, hopefully they can help you. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here with you in the Dog Bowl in Berea. By the way, apparently this blizzard that was supposed to happen in New York didn't happen, and people are making funny tweets like, these New York weathermen are so inaccurate they could start at quarterback for the Jets. Hey, now!
Yeah, I mean, watching TV last night, it was like, Boston expected to get 2 feet worth of snow, and you know, and they might get like 8 inches, but you're missing by like 60%.
You are. That's right. Not very good. All right. Deflategate continues. Robert Kraft yesterday gave a press conference with the Patriots, arrived in Arizona last night. Take a listen.
I want to express what an honor it is to be here and represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I know how difficult it is to get to this game, and I appreciate the work of everyone who helps host the event. We are anticipating a great game against the defending Super Bowl champ Seattle Seahawks. Given the events of the last week, I want to take a minute to address the air pressure matter before we kick off this week's media availabilities. I have spoken with Coach Belichick. I have spoken with Tom Brady. I have taken the time to understand, to the best of my abilities, what goes on in the preparation of game day footballs. And I want to make it clear that I believe unconditionally that the New England Patriots have done nothing inappropriate in this process or in violation of NFL rules. Tom, Bill, and I have been together for 15 years. They are my guys. They are part of my family. And Bill, Tom, and I have had many difficult discussions over the years, and I have never known them to lie to me. That is why I am confident in saying what I just said, and it bothers me greatly that their reputations and integrity, and by association, that of our team, has been called into question this past week. As I said on Friday in my prepared statement, we welcome the league's investigation and the involvement of Attorney Wells. I am confident that this investigation will uncover whatever the facts were that took place last Sunday and the science of how game balls react to changes in the environment. This would be in direct contrast to the public discourse which has been driven by media leaks as opposed to actual data and facts. Because of this, many jumped to conclusions and made strong accusations against our coach, quarterback, and staff, questioning the integrity of all involved. If the Wells investigation is not able to definitively determine that our organization tampered with the air pressure in the footballs, I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team, and in particular, Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week. I am disappointed in the way this entire matter has been handled and reported upon. We expect hard facts as opposed to circumstantial leaked evidence to drive the conclusion of this investigation. In closing, I would like to say to all the fans of the National Football League, and especially the amazing fans of the New England Patriots, that I and our entire organization believe strongly in the integrity of the game and the rules of fair play properly, equitably, and fairly enforced. Thank you.
Yep. I love that. He wants an apology from the NFL, like calling out Roger Goodell, saying, we demand an apology from you when our names are cleared. And I love that press conference.
I love that about him. And what you have to love about it, too, as we heard, just a couple days ago, Richard Sherman's opening comment about, you know, Robert Kraft being in Roger Goodell's hip pocket or vice versa, you know, and the relationship that they have, and for him to come out and be so adamant just goes to show, very similar to what we have ongoing here as Jimmy Haslam's going into what, his third year as the owner of the Cleveland Browns, is someone who is passionate about his city. And I think it's unique for Robert Kraft because, as he said, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are family, you know, and he feels if those are his sons, that his sons have been wrongfully accused and the father has now stepped up to the man, which is Goodell, and is asking, you know, from an owner, someone who he pays money to as the commissioner of this league, that me and my sons and my and the rest of our kids deserve an apology. I love it.
I love that, too. We also had Tom Brady. We talked about it. Actually, this is happening right now at Media Day. Marshawn Lynch has gone to the podium. This should be entertaining.
I'm here so I won't get found.
I'm here so
you sexy, too. I'm here so I won't get fined. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Hey, I'm here so I won't get fined. Hey, I'm here so I won't get fined. I'm here so I won't get fined. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Hey, you better make more with your time. You only got 3 more minutes. I'm just here so I won't get fined. Hey, I'm just here so I won't get fined. I'm just here so I won't get fined. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Why won't they find
me for not answering questions? I'm here so I won't get fined. Hey, I'm here so I won't get fined, boss. Hey, I'm just here so I won't get fined. Max!
How you doing, man? You look good.
Same here. Hey, I'm just here so I won't get fined. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
What if Deion Sanders asked
this question? I'm just here so I won't get fined. I'm just here so I won't get fined. Just here so I won't get fined. I'm just here so I won't get fined. Just so I won't get fined, boss. Just here, so I won't get fined.
That absolutely, absolutely incredible.
I said, we gonna do that. Yes, Lord. You stay blessed. Absolutely. So I won't get fined.
Thoughts from Marshawn Lynch. That's Marshawn Lynch, and apparently he's there, so he won't get fined, Matt.
Can I start the Marshawn Lynch to the Cleveland chant? We love Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West. But I want Marshawn Lynch in a Browns uniform.
He even apparently gave the "I'm here so I won't get fined" to Deion Sanders. He said hi to him and then said "I'm here so I won't get fined" to Deion Sanders' question.
You gotta love that he's holding suit. This whole thing.
I mean, he. Sh- Don't you think they'll find him anyway?
Yes, they will. Know. Yes. This is the ultimate stage. The crotch grab, the I'm here so I won't get fined, will be fined.
I don't know. We'll see. He's there, so he won't get fined.
So he thinks.
I think it's pretty. Marshawn Lynch, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, after further review, plus we can maybe hear from Joe Hayden, Charles Barkley as well on CBD right after this.